Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week, we invite various guests to come on to the show to help you, as an Avon representative, take your Avon business to the next level. We invite people such as Avon representatives like yourself at various levels. We also invite district managers. We've had authors on our show, as well as business coaches and life coaches. And we've even had people from the medical profession on our show. And they all come on the show with one intention in mind, and that's to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. If you have not done so already, I would like to ask you at this time to like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Avon Motivational Radio Show. And please share that with your friends, family, upline, downline, and sideline. Okay, so I am so excited because this evening we have a very special guest. We have a chiropractor in the name of Alex, and I'm going to plug him in as soon as I can find him on the dashboard here. Alex, is that you?
This is me.
Are you there?
How's it going? Hi.
Well, welcome to the show. This is your first time being with us, and I'm so happy to have you. Can you, for those people who did not have the opportunity to read your bio, because I do an email blast, but then I also put it on Facebook, and then some people just are just followers who are now on my email list that come on to the show and listen, so they may not know who and what you're all about. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself before we begin?
Sure. I'm a chiropractor. I practice in Westchester, New York. I've been practicing for about 12 years. I've been serving the community for a long time. I work with a physical therapist. We spend a lot of time educating people and trying to help them live healthier lives.
Excellent. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if many people on the show know this, but in my younger days, I used to dance. I used to dance very heavily. And we would often seek a chiropractor, you know, especially when we need to be, we used to call getting our bodies aligned. So, it's, you know, so I'm really welcoming you on the show. You know, a lot of times people, they don't understand going to alternative medicine in terms of, you know, seeking help for whatever ails them. So with that being said, can you define what is health? What is good health?
Well, the medical dictionary's definition of health is a condition of an organism in which it performs its vital functions normally or properly. In other words, when your body's functioning at 100%, some people think that having no pain or no symptoms is a good sign that you're healthy, but that may not be the case. Sometimes we develop tumors or have other health issues that don't necessarily cause pain, and we could be pretty sick.
That's actually really scary, you know, and I'm sure so many of us are out there. I have a perfect example. I went to have my eyes checked, and I didn't realize I had problems again. So, I mean, I was not a happy camper on Friday. You know, I thought everything was fine. But, yeah, we do walk around this earth blindly thinking that we are in good health. So what should we do about that, you know, to make sure that we are on track?
Well, you want to get checked. Again, we could have significant health issues and not really experience pain, so we can't really go by pain. Getting our physicals every year, seeing our dentist a couple times a year, and also including chiropractic and physical therapy in that, because sometimes we may have issues with our spine that could be affecting our health in other ways.
Like, for example, like a pinched nerve, right?
That's right.
What happens to the organs when it's supplied by a pinched nerve?
So there was a study that indicated, that looked at over 200 cadavers, and they found that the more serious the pinched nerve, the more serious the organ damage. So whenever you have pinched nerve, it eventually will lead to organ damage. Some symptoms may include tingling, numbness. Sometimes we may not have any symptoms because we're not affecting pain receptors. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, said, look to the spine for the cause of disease. But that's not something that we always do. We tend to run to the pharmacy and pick something up for our symptoms and not necessarily try to treat the cause of the problem. We don't take that approach, the preventative approach. We tend to try to manage our symptoms. And there's a pill just about for everything out there. You know, there's a pill if you're too happy. There's a pill if you're too sad. There's a pill for just about everything. And it's really just addressing symptoms and not really correcting the cause of the problem. And we don't even take this approach with our cars. If we think about it, we're, you know, getting our oil changed every 3,000 miles. We're getting our car cleaned every week. And the average American will have a car for about 5 years. Unfortunately, we can't trade our bodies in. We just have one. So you want to be proactive. You want to make sure that you're preventing these issues. You're getting checked on a regular basis.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, we shouldn't mask pain with medication of any kind, whether it's over the counter or a prescription. And I tell you, a prescription. I tell you, I'm afraid a lot of times of the side effects that pills may cause, as opposed to, you know, taking care of or thinking of masking the symptoms that you have.
Yeah, there was a study published in the journal Science Daily that found that every day more than 30 million people take over-the-counter and prescription NSAIDs for pain relief, for headaches, for arthritis. And there was an increased risk of gastrointestinal complications ranging from stomach pain to ulcers. And these drugs were responsible for potentially deadly gastrointestinal problems. Each year, the side effects caused over 100,000 hospitalizations and over 16,000 deaths. The medications are designed to manage our symptoms and not correct the cause of the problem.
And, you know, that's really scary. And I tell you, and I was watching, I forgot what it was called, some kind of crime show. And the scary part about that is that, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, a lot of people watching this listening to the radio show right now, they get pain medication from the dollar store and or you know, places where, you know, they, you know, really don't have a real good reputation. And they were saying that some of these medications, although they may look like a leave or an Excedrin, and, you know, maybe packaged the correct way, but they're manufactured in filthy conditions, number one, and number two, they may not contain the ingredients that's supposed to be in there. And one situation, there was botulism, and the person almost died. So that's really scary. But, you know, you really should go. I agree with you, doctor, that you should actually seek out a doctor, and as opposed to reaching for a medicine bottle.
Absolutely. We're talking about the stuff that you're picking up at the pharmacy. We're not talking about the prescriptions that your medical doctor is giving you or recommending for treating something specifically. So we tend to live very busy lives where, you know, we're working 40 hours a week, 50 hours a week. We're running around with our kids. We're super active. We're super busy. And we want everything fast, so we want results fast. If we're getting headaches or we're getting other symptoms, we want to get rid of those symptoms so that we can keep it moving. But when you develop these issues, sometimes you develop them over time, over years. And these issues take time to correct through rehabilitation or chiropractic care. And unfortunately, we don't want to put the time in, and we just want to get rid of the symptoms and continue to move forward. But that could have serious side effects. Like I mentioned, there's over 16,000 deaths every year from just taking over-the-counter medication.
What is a pinched nerve exactly? You know, how do we know we have a pinched nerve? You know, what determines that?
Well, chiropractors and some other providers like physical therapists and osteopathic doctors help to restore motion to the spine. A lot of times we get pinched nerves because we lack the normal motion in the spine. A lot of times we'll get a pinched nerve because we've lost the normal curvature of the spine. Or we develop issues like arthritis or disc herniations. So when you have a pinched nerve, again, the nerves control everything. So the first organ to form in your body is the nervous system. Before the heart, mm-hmm. before the lungs, before every other organ in your body is your nervous system. And the reason why is because it controls everything. So you could have a pinched nerve that goes to your digestive system, for example, and that's going to affect the way the digestive system functions. You could have mm-hmm. a pinched nerve that goes to your heart, and that will affect the way the heart functions. You could have a pinched nerve that goes to your lungs, and that could affect the way your respiratory system functions. So, you know, it's not always shooting pain, numbness, and tingling. Sometimes it's affecting other organs. And that one study that looked at the 200 cadavers found that, you know, when there is a pinched nerve, there will be organ damage.
You know, it's interesting. So just so I'm not so confused, is sciatica part of pinched nerves? Because I hear people talk about that
sciatic,
a lot.
Yeah, the sciatic nerve is one of the bigger nerves that goes down the legs. So if you've been diagnosed with sciatica, or if they've said, you know, you have a pinched nerve, that will affect your health. And not just, again, the symptoms of leg pain, tingling, numbness. It could affect different organs because your nerves, they branch out and they go to your organs and they go to your skin and they go to your muscles. So it can affect other aspects of your health. And if it's not affecting pain receptors, you may not necessarily feel pain. Your nervous system is so important that it forms this hard protective shell around the brain and the spinal cord. So the vertebrae in your spine are actually there to protect your spinal cord and protect your nervous system. But sometimes we lose the normal curvature of the spine. So that can lead to problems that pinch nerves.
So let me ask you a question. I was talking to my friends, and my arm, my shoulder was hurt, like killing me. And so I called Ivan, and Ivan's been on the show, as you well know. And Ivan said I really couldn't lift my shoulder, but it was really killing me. And he said it was the way I was sleeping. I was favoring one side of the body. Can that cause some kind of curvature problems or pinched nerves when we sleep incorrectly, or when we favor one side of the body, or when we sleep on the wrong type of mattress?
Absolutely. Sleeping, you're in that same posture for hours at a time. If you're bringing your arm up, that's going to affect the muscles, which attach to your spine. So it can affect your spine. So things like trauma, car accidents, falls, bad posture, reclining, driving, reading, using your computer, doing work on your desk, carrying backpacks, playing video games, and sleeping can affect the curvature in the spine and can eventually lead to pinched nerves, which can also cause other issues like organ damage.
You know, many of us are getting on. Let me go on. So when people have, let me just talk about like a hunchback. When people's head goes forward, does that mean that they've lost the normal curvature of their spine as well? You see a lot of that in older people, that they become more hunchback.
Yeah, that's not the way the spine is supposed to look. So when you see that, when you see somebody's head going forward or their shoulders rounding, or a hunch in their back, that's an indication that they've lost the normal position of the spine. There was a study found that for every inch of forward head posture, it can increase the weight of the head on the spine by an additional 10 pounds. So if you had bad posture and your head is going forward, that's going to increase the pressure of your head on the spine, on your neck, by an additional 10 pounds. So over time, that additional 10 pounds is going to cause damage to your neck. So it could damage the discs there. It could, again, cause the disc to herniate and bulge and pinch the nerves, or it could lead to other issues like arthritis. There was another study by a Nobel Prize recipient neurosurgeon that found that the loss of cervical curve stretches the spinal cord and causes disease. The cervical spine is the neck. So the loss of the normal curve of the neck stretches your spinal cord and causes disease. Another study done by the Mayo Clinic in the year 2000 found that forward head posture leads to long-term muscle strains. It leads to disc herniations, arthritis, and pinched nerves. So your posture is a big deal. It affects your health in a lot of different ways, not just the way you look. It affects the way your overall system works, your organs work, the way you feel, the way you're able to move. When there's limited motion, that could also lead to other injuries.
So what? I have one question. I think it's like three parts possibly. One is, what should your posture look like? What should your posture look like when you're standing, when you're sitting at your desk, and when you're driving? Because many of us are driving here and there. A lot of us are on our computers. What should our posture look like? Standing, driving, and sitting at the desk.
Well, when you're sitting or driving, you want to make sure that you're looking straight ahead. So if you're sitting and you're working on a computer, you want your eyes looking straight ahead. You don't want them looking down or looking up at a monitor. So you want the monitor lined up with your eyes. You want your shoulders relaxed, but you want them back and down. You don't want them shrugged up, or you don't want them rounding forward either. Your elbows, you want them to be about 90 degrees, and you want your wrists to be straight. So you don't want your hand going up, because that could cause issues in the wrist as well. In the low back, you want support in the low back. So a lumbar support pillow is really good because that helps to minimize the stress on the low back. When we're sitting down, we double the pressure on the disc of the low back. And you also want your feet to be flat on the floor. When it comes to standing, you want to align your ears to your shoulders and your hip as well.
And driving?
Driving the same way as when you're sitting. You want support in your low back. You want your feet flat. Obviously, you got to accelerate and hit the brake, but you want your feet flat. You don't want your feet to be turned out. A lot of people will go from the brake to the accelerator and just leave their foot externally rotated, so pointing out in a way. And when you're sitting down, you're also putting pressure on the piriformis muscle, which is a muscle that's located by your hip. So you could cause sciatica just by causing a lot of tightness in that muscle or shortening of that muscle. So you want to try to have a neutral posture where you have support in your low back and your shoulders are down and relaxed. You're not really leaning to one side or the other.
You know, I think one of the biggest questions that people probably who are listening to the show are probably wondering, you know, outside people who are in dance or any kind of physical activities like sports or whatever, why would the average person go to a chiropractor if they're not in pain? Why should people go to a chiropractor?
Well, you want to include chiropractic in your evaluation of your health. The reason why is because, again, you may not be experiencing pain. You may not have any real symptoms. And sometimes we do have symptoms and we just ignore them, like tingling or numbness. That's an indication that the nerves are being pinched. If you're getting shooting pain, even if it's not all the time, that's an indication that the nerve is being pinched. So if we're not getting our spine checked, that could lead to significant issues. Let's say, again, for example, if, you know, there's a nerve that's being pinched that's going to my digestive system and I'm constantly taking medication for my digestive issues and I've never corrected the cause of the problem, I'm just going to continue to take medication. Or headaches. What if my headaches are caused by issues with the neck and I continue to take medication for those headaches? What is that medication going to do to my body, to my digestive system particularly, over time? So, you know, these big pharmaceutical companies that are constantly running commercials on TV, they have a bottom line to worry about. And they're not too concerned about, you know, you as an individual or as a unit. So you want to include chiropractic. You want to include physical therapy to make sure that you have the proper motion when you run, if you're playing sports, if you're dancing, or if you're doing other activities. And you want to make sure that you have full range of motion in your spine as well. Because if you don't, that could lead to arthritis over time. These issues just compound and they get worse. First, you lose the curvature in your spine. Then you lose the normal motion in the spine. Then that increases pressure on the disc, which can lead to disc injuries. Then the disc bulges out or herniates and then compresses the nerve. Then the nerve goes to the organ and damages the organ. So it just keeps getting worse until the point where you've also developed arthritis and fusion in the spine. And once we get to the point of fusion, we can't really undo that. So time is a factor here. You definitely want to include getting evaluated by a chiropractor as something that you do regularly, whether it's, you know, once a year or a couple of times a year, depending on your physical activity. If you have a blue-collar job or even if, you know, you're sitting all day long, you're developing symptoms, you want to get that evaluated.
Do most health insurance cover that service?
They do. Most healthcare, most insurances will cover chiropractic care. There's a few that don't, but most of them do. And it's not super expensive. It's an investment you want to make in terms of your health.
Mm-hmm.
Eating properly, exercising, making sure you have full range of motion in your spine is definitely a good investment in your health, because over time things just get a little bit more complicated and a little bit harder to treat.
Especially, I guess, as we get older. When someone goes to come to your office to have the service, what should they expect? Because I think some people think, you know, going to a chiropractor is cracking your bone. Explain to the listening audience, what should they expect when they go to see a chiropractor, and roughly how long is the session?
Well, we do a complete evaluation when you initially come in. We look at the history, what issues are you dealing with, if you have any symptoms, what caused those symptoms. We look at your posture. We look at the motion in your spine. We look at your activities, your activities of daily living, you know, where you work, what you do. And we try to correct any issues that we find, any issues with your musculoskeletal system, so any knots in the muscles, any tightness in the muscles, any instability in the spine, any limited motion in the spine. And we help to take the pressure off the discs. We help the disc heal. We help to take the pressure off the nerves, which also allows the nerves to heal. On average, the treatment will take about 15, 20 minutes. The initial evaluation takes a little bit longer, but your treatments are about 15 minutes. So it's not a huge commitment when it comes to your time, but it makes a very, very big difference in your health and your quality of life over time. Again, dealing with these kind of issues and not being able to do the things you love because, you know, you haven't addressed it or because you're trying to find a quick fix, eventually you'll have to pay for that.
At what age should a person go see a chiropractor?
Any age, really. If you think about the day you're born, you know, and how in that process, you know, sometimes, you know, the babies are being yanked out and twisted and they could develop issues with their spine on day one. So there really is no age, and the treatment that we offer is gentle, depending on who we're treating. So there's a lot of different things that we do in terms of treatment. So I treat my kids. I have four kids, and since they were born, I've treated them. And it's gentle mobilization of the spine, making sure there's no issues in movement there. And then as they get older and they play sports, addressing the muscles and the movement of their spine, making sure that that's not accumulating over time and leading to injuries. So, you know, as young as day one and any age, really.
And can you tell the listening audience, because you see so many phony people out there, you know, what kind of training does a journey does a chiropractor go through to become a chiropractor?
It's usually about 8 years. So you do all your pre-med requirements, undergrad, and then 4 years of chiropractic college. So we spend a lot of time specializing in musculoskeletal issues. We don't write prescriptions. We don't write medications. So that's all we focus on is musculoskeletal issues, and we focus on spine particularly. You know, that's our bread and butter in terms of what we treat, any issues with the spine.
And I have two more questions for you. One question is, what is the number one issue with people that you see? Is it tension nerve or is it something else?
Back pain is the most common. Yeah, back pain is the most common thing that I see in my office. And that could be due to disc injuries, which eventually can lead to a pinched nerve. So pinched nerves being number two, and just back pain number one. We have American culture. We're always sitting down. We're commuting to work. We're sitting down for hours at work, and then we get home and we're watching TV. We're sitting down there. So we're constantly putting a lot of pressure on the discs of the spine, especially in the low back, and that causes issues there.
You know, as you know, I'll say 95% of the people who listen to your show today and in the future are Avon representatives. And unfortunately, we get boxes. You know, Avon comes in boxes, and they can be quite heavy. And any kind of recommendations that for the Avon representative who's moving boxes from point A to point B to safeguard themselves and their back?
Yeah, absolutely. Bending the right way. So squatting down, bending your knees, making sure that you keep the curvature in the small of your back is going to minimize stress on the back. And depending on what you do, you want to strengthen your body. You want to work out. You want to do core exercises. You want to do compound exercises. You want your body to be able to handle the stresses that you want to put it through. So bending the knees, keeping the curve in the small of your back, and then when you turn, turning with your feet instead of twisting at the waist. That'll protect the back. But you also want to strengthen your body. You want to get to a point where you're addressing any issues that are present and taking your health to another level, addressing it with exercise, with physical therapy, with chiropractic, with nutrition.
Yeah, exercise, you just can't get away from doing exercise. And that's something that people have to commit themselves to doing it. And just walking around the block once or twice is not going to actually get it. I think we have to program ourselves. I think maybe because we live in an area where it's, we live in a concrete city, and we have dual temperatures. You know, unlike California, where it's outdoors and it's summer all the time. You know, we tend to here in the in New York area, in the Northeast region, I should speak of, we tend not to engage physical activities like running or, you know, taking extreme nice long walks and things of that nature, or rollerblading if you're younger, or hula hoop or whatever in the park, which is sad, you know.
Yeah, it's a little bit more challenging for us here, and we also have to deal with the vitamin D deficiency because we don't get as
That's
much
right.
sun as everybody else, and that affects our health. You definitely want to invest in working out every day. You know, an hour a day may sound like a lot, but it only takes 21 days to create a new habit. So you got to push through that first month and try to create that habit. And eventually you'll notice that you feel better and you have more energy because of the endorphins produced after exercise. So you will eventually get to the point where you really enjoy it. At first it's tough, but again, pushing through that first month and creating that new habit is a really good investment in your health.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the things that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the things they should focus on when they do start to exercise is of strengthening their core. That will also help their backs, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, compound exercises are exercises that use a lot of muscles and treat your body as a system. So integrating exercises like deadlifts and squats and bench and pull-ups use a lot of different muscles, and that engages your core as well. So imagine if your muscles are really strong and they're stabilizing your back. Even if there's a back issue there where you've hurt a disc or had other issues or trauma, car accident, or fall, your muscles are going to brace your spine, and they're going to protect your spine from further injury. So having a strong core and doing compound exercises can be very beneficial.
If someone wants to come and seek your professional advice or treatment, how would they get in contact with you?
Well, they could call my office. That's 914-584-6864, and I'm in Yonkers, and I work with Dr. Ivan. You guys can look me up on Instagram, too, under Westchester_Cairo. So we do physical therapy here. We do chiropractic care here, and we really help patients get to a new level. We talk to them about nutrition, what they're eating, what they're doing. We spend a lot of time trying to address the cause of the problem. So how they sit, what they're doing throughout their day, we try to figure out what their activities of daily living are, and we try to correct those issues so that it doesn't continue to come up.
Okay. Can you repeat that phone number again?
Sure. The address is 1034 North Broadway in Yonkers, and the number is 914-584-6864.
And that's right above, in the Executive Park, like if you go into the post office over there for those people. Most people
that's
here
right.
there on the show.
But that's right, we're right. Yeah, we're upstairs somewhere, Gianna's and Dunkin' Donuts is near the hospital, not too far from St. John's.
And there's plenty of parking, so, and you don't have to pay for meters. There's no, there's absolutely
right.
no
right. We don't have
excuse.
That issue here. Thank God.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the radio show, and I hope that you won't be a stranger. I hope you come back and, you know, fill us up with some more golden nuggets in terms of our health. And, again, for those people, you know, you, who are listening to the show, you know, everybody knows someone who has issues with their back, tension nerve, or whatever. You know, or you may see your parents beginning to, as they begin to age, you may see them becoming a hunch over a little bit. You know,
yeah.
Call the doctor. Call Dr. A,
absolutely.
Dr. Alex.
Absolutely. they say 80% of people will experience back pain at one point of their life or another. So everybody listening absolutely knows somebody who's dealing with some of these issues. And you don't want to wait until they've developed organ damage or they've had significant issues with the health. You want to address it. You want to correct it as soon as you can. The sooner we do it, the better off they're going to be, the better quality of life they're going to have. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. And take care. Have a wonderful week. Everyone have a fantastic week. This is a beautiful week. The finally spring is in the air, so that's fantastic. So go out and make it happen. This week is coming up. It's going to be our sales order-taking week, so you know what to do. Everyone have a wonderful evening. If you want to re-listen to the show, you can go back and go back to the link that was sent to you, and you can re-listen to the broadcast. And share with your family, friends, or Avon representatives. All you have to do is just share that link that was sent to you. Thank you, everyone, and good night. Good night, doctor.
Good night. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.